If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hey there, it's Victoria. I just want to share a mini episode every single week as I want to be there for you. We have had amazing nature-based educators each week sharing their outdoor classroom stories. So we're pulling some of the key elements from these interviews into these mini episodes. So I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see in a new way that feels like teaching outdoors is doable and that you are much closer than you think. And I want to show you that it's possible, one of my mini episodes, and I hope you like it. Hey there, everyone. I hope everyone enjoyed watching the eclipse. We are recording this in the spring, and I am now offering a spring masterclass because we had so much fun in our winter masterclass called Exploring Nature in Winter. All the incredible insight and just really uncovering all the possibilities in one season was just an amazing opportunity for so many educators and parents in our winter masterclass that I really decided to actually open this up to the greater community and look at spring. So what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be opening up the gates to the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classrooms. And we are going to be looking at four different types of gardens: the gardens that feed, the gardens that attract wildlife, the gardens for art and beauty, and the gardens as outdoor learning stations. In each of these gardens, we have just completed or we're coming out of a very, it wasn't the harshest of winters this winter for us, but there have been very harsh winters. And then we move into this spring chapter, so to speak, this spring season. And what I find is at the same time that the seasons are changing, which is incredibly wonderful, it is also a very tricky time for educators because they're winding down this school year and preparing for summer. So this spring season is this time of rushing, trying to get everything packed in before the school year ends. And oftentimes we miss the incredible new beginnings that are actually happening in the outdoor classroom. So yet it is the end of a school year and we're looking at concluding. There is so much happening in the spring season that is a new beginning. And so this course is really going to look at not only what's happening in the season of spring and all of that and how we can cultivate that into our nature-based curriculum, but I'm going to actually be going through step by step what I do in each of these types of gardens. So we're kicking off with the gardens that feed, and it's been actually incredibly enlightening because I get a lot of questions about, oh, I can't really grow a garden that feeds, and it wouldn't make sense because a lot of the harvest is in the summer, and if you don't have a summer program. But what if I told you that you could actually harvest all year long? What if I told you that? So we're going to look at the different seasonal plantings that you can plant during the season. And we have a cool weather garden that we are looking at and exploring. And we're going to be looking at not only in that particular garden what's happening, we're going to be looking at curriculum and what's happening. And we're going to be doing that again in the gardens that attract wildlife and all of it's just been amazing to be coming out of the winter months and then hearing the birds coming back and all of what we can be doing to help that process in our outdoor classrooms. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at gardens for art and beauty and really what we can be planting for art and beauty, what we can be adding to our outdoor classrooms for art and beauty. All of that is going to be in that module. And then we will conclude with some of our favorite spaces, which is the outdoor learning spaces, where we do have the mud kitchen and the water wall and the fishing bridge and all these different spaces. I will be refreshing them. I will be showcasing them, what I have in our outdoor classroom at the Secret Gardens, and I'll just be walking you through the entire process. I can't wait. I can't wait to showcase even the final product. It's not really a final product because it's never finished, but it's the evolution of we really are coming out of a winter time, and it's a time of refreshing and renewal, and how can we create this renewal spirit in our outdoor classrooms while we're also getting ready to close out a school year, and prepare for the summer. So there's a lot packed into this masterclass. I hope you can join us. We will be kicking off. This episode will be launching on the 11th, I believe, of April, and we'll be having our first kickoff on the 11th, but you can still sneak in there and grab a seat. We'd love to have you. And again, if you have any questions, please reach out. I would be happy to answer anything. I just want to give you a hint. If you are a director of a program and you are looking to get some of your educators into our Circle membership, we do offer a group discount. So you might want to get them in for this course and then explore the group discount for the masterclass, because all four seasonal masterclasses are included in the membership. So if you joined us for the Exploring Nature Winter Masterclass and join the membership at the same time, you are just automatically getting this next masterclass, the spring masterclass. So again, just note that, and then after that, we will dive into our summer programs. Stay tuned and come join us, because we are an incredible group of educators and parents that really want to reconnect children with nature. Talk to you soon. Bye.